The Senate's Transportation Committee has voted to advance a bill that would hike some taxes and fees to help increase funding for the state's roadways. The proposal presented to committee members Tuesday has been in the works for several years and has taken several forms, but this year appears to have bipartisan support. Members of the Transportation Committee were presented with Senate Bill 477, a bill that would create nearly $34 million in additional revenue each year for road and bridge maintenance and construction. Senate Bill 477, as presented to lawmakers, would raise fees at the Division of Motor Vehicles starting in July of this year. Some of those fees, which haven't been increased in decades, would go up by just a few dollars. Others, like the annual vehicle registration fee, would increase by about $30. The rates would then be tied to the National Consumer Price Index and automatically increase every 5 years for inflation. Senate Bill 477 also proposes increasing the gasoline tax by 4.5 cents. Almost immediately, Democratic Senator Bob Beach spoke in favor of the proposal.
I'm very much in favor of this piece of legislation. I'm anxious to see this out in the communities, and I'm sure our residents would as well.
It was clear, however, that some lobbying interests did not agree with Beach's support. Louis Southworth, who represents Go-Mart convenience stores in West Virginia, says the increased gasoline tax will only hurt retailers in border counties. Republican Senator Patricia Rucker from Jefferson County said that is her reality in the Eastern Panhandle.
To fill up my gas tank in West Virginia is already costing me a lot more. I have a 20-gallon tank. I drive a minivan for my 5 children. It's $45 right now to fill up. I can go drive literally 2.5 miles to the nearest gas station in Virginia and save myself about 35 cents per gallon. And yes, I will do that every chance I get.
Republican Senator Ed Gonch says he struggled with trying to find another way to fund the state's road system, something other than increasing taxes and fees, but he hasn't been able to find one. That's why he's supporting the governor's proposal. His fellow committee members, with the exception of Rucker, joined him in his support for the bill. It now goes to the Senate's Finance Committee for further consideration. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.